we just had a Gudensen here, and it was very, very encouraging. And you know, I'm here in Cuba again with a great delegation from the New England Council. I have Jim Brett, who's the president and CEO of the New England Council, Bob Coughlin, who's the president and CEO of MassBio, former Congressman Bill Delahunt, Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro was with us earlier, but we have a delegation of academics and business leaders and biotech leaders, you name it. And look, we're down here to once again extend a hand of friendship to the Cuban people. We're down here to build bridges and to build relationships that we hope will lead to normal relations between our two countries in the not too distant future. I continue to be strongly opposed to U.S. policy toward Cuba. I think we should end the economic blockade once and for all. I think we should lift the travel restrictions on American citizens who want to travel here. I think we ought to fully staff our embassy so that Cubans who want to travel to the United States don't have to go to another country in order to get a visa. And I think we need to understand that path that President Obama set for us is the path we should pursue. And so we need to get back on that path. And I'm confident we will in the not too distant future. But in the meantime, we are going to build relationships to be prepared to hit the ground running when things in our government are more friendly to a better relationship. I'm here to tell my fellow Americans that even with the restrictions on travel that have been imposed by the Trump administration, there are ways to come here. You should come and visit Cuba. It is a safe place. It is a place of great culture. It is a place where the people will welcome you. And we need to come here and to demonstrate to leaders in our government that the vast majority of Americans want better relations. I think the overwhelming majority of the American people agree with what President Obama started, and they want better relations with Cuba, and we will get back there. The policy we're pursuing now makes no sense to me at all. I mean, we are going backwards. We are embracing a Cold War policy that, quite frankly, should have been relegated to the history books. And there's no value to the current policy that we have. I remember, the important role that Cuba played in helping negotiate a peace between the FARC and the Colombian government not too long ago. That peace agreement never would have been possible if Cuba hadn't been a facilitator in that. I mean, that's just a fact. The United States administration back then admitted that. The Colombian government admitted that. The FARC admitted that. I mean, Cuba can play a constructive role in some of the challenges we face in Latin America. And we ought to be engaging Cuba to figure out how they can do that rather than trying to isolate Cuba. And by the way, take it out on the Cuban people. I get it. There's some differences of opinion between our governments. But a policy that punishes the Cuban people, to me, is a terrible thing. Yeah, by the way, it's not just in Cuba, it's all throughout Latin America. I mean, the United States needs to be engaged in the world. If we're not engaged, China and Russia will be. I wish we were signing agreements with the Cubans and not the Russians. And I think that, and I think, again, most Americans feel that way. And I am confident that in the not-too-distant future, all the stars will align in our government, and we will be ready to build upon the, what President Obama started. Look, I have a bill that would lift the travel restrictions on U.S. citizens traveling to Cuba. I'm a proud American. I value freedom, and we have a lot of politicians that talk about freedom and how important it is. Well, that should include the freedom to travel anywhere we want to go to. And U.S. citizens not being able to travel to Cuba is not because of the Cuban government. It's because of the U.S. government. And that seems to go against our values. I plan to join with others in lifting and introducing a bill in the not-too-distant future. What are the next steps? And the next steps is we ought to repeal Helms-Burton outright. We ought to lift the economic blockade. We ought to lift the travel restrictions. We ought to fully staff our embassy. We ought to have an ambassador heading our embassy here in Cuba, and that's the direction I think we're going to go in. I think this current bump in the road is short-lived. I really believe that we are going to move beyond this And I really can't wait. I mean, I've been to Cuba many, many times. My first visit was in 1979, when I was a college student, and I have seen incredible change on this island, and I have gotten to know the Cuban people, and quite frankly, it's been an inspirational experience. But as a United States congressman, I believe that our policy right now is wrong, counterproductive, and doesn't do anything to advance any of the things that we say we care about. All it does is hurt the Cuban people, and I think that that's cruel. We ought to move beyond this, and I expect we will soon.